Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Erica Ariel Fox is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Erica is, she's taught negotiation at Harvard Law School for a long time. I'm not going to say how long, because obviously that would prove that Harvard employed child labor, because that wouldn't be right, would it? She is the author of a new book called Winning From Within. It's a different way of thinking about negotiating. And she's had some pretty darn good mentors, some folks who, some renowned negotiating mentors that she's worked with. I'll get her to tell us about that in a little bit. She's our new friend, Erica Fox. Welcome to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. You've had the privilege of working with some pretty impressive mentors. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it really, many studies show that one of the best predictors of business success in any profession is the quality of your mentors.
Right, right. No question about that. And you've been helping, like starting from no, getting to yes is what I meant to say.
That's right, getting to yes, but then you're right that there was another one, getting past no, not long after it. Then they're both very, very successful.
Right, exactly. Let's talk about your new book. When you talk about winning from within, you know, that doesn't sound like you're talking about the classic negotiating. What are you talking about?
Well, in some ways, if you think about getting to yes, the book you just mentioned, which is conventional wisdom for negotiating all over the world, the idea is essentially seven principles for getting to yes with other people, and winning from within is seven principles for getting to yes with yourself. And I'm really saying, in order to be successful in negotiating with others, whether that's in a leadership role or around the dining room table, you do still have to come to some kind of agreement with the different parts within yourself, negotiate with yourself, and get to yes, so that you can be clear and directed and have a purpose when you go forward interacting with other people.
One of the things that I've learned over the years and that I've talked about on this show many times is that if you go into a negotiation and you don't, one of the most important things you can have when you go into a negotiation is whatever you can know about what the other person wants. But if you don't know what you want, then
that's
you're
exactly
behind the eight
ball.
Right. You're the one who's not going to get the good deal. If when you go into a negotiation, you must know without any doubt what you want. What do you think?
Jim, that is 100% right. And the only way I would add to it is that when you think about you, you know, you have to know what you want. You are not a unified entity. You have different parts of yourself.
We're like Sybil. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sort of. But it turns out that actually you don't have to have split personalities to have different parts of yourself. And one of the things that's really cool right now is that neuroscientists can show everybody does have different parts of their brains, and the different parts of your brain have different functions and purposes. Like everyone knows about the right brain and the left brain that functions differently. And these different parts of your brain give you almost, like you're saying, different personalities inside yourself. And you have to bring them all together in order to figure out what you, you know, all told, is going to want at the table.
Right. And that's really important to understand. And if we think about it, I think most people will agree with you. But give us some examples. You talk about what you call them the big four. Tell us about the big four.
That's exactly right. And I'll give you an example of how this showed up for me. So I do talk about the big four as a way to get a handle on your inner negotiators. And I'll tell you what they are and give you an example. I think about them as an inner top team. So you might have at the head of an organization, at least a large one, maybe not a small business, but you would have a CEO and a CFO and a COO and a VP of HR. And I tell business people, you almost have those same sides of yourself. You have a dreamer who's like the CEO, is all about possibilities and innovating for the future. You have a warrior, like a chief operating officer who wants to get it done and is about performance. You have a thinker inside of yourself, like a CFO, who analyzes issues and manages risk. And you have a lover inside of yourself, like a VP of HR. And that's a part of you that values relationships and people. And I'll give you a quick example. When my book was coming out, I had the opportunity to take a loan from the bank to launch, you know, everything around Winning From Within. And I'm generally a risk-averse person, and my thinker would say, you know, I run a small business. I don't know if I want to take on debt. I don't know what's coming down the pike in the economy.
Hey, Erica.
Yeah.
Hey, Erica, welcome to our world.
Well, exactly. I mean, I run a small business, so I value what you do so much, Jim, in giving advice to small business owners. And, you know, in that instance, I had to call on my dreamer and say, it's true that my thinker wants me, you know, to be cautious, but I want the book to have a real impact. I want to reach a lot of people, and my vision for what the book could do in teaching people to negotiate with themselves led me to go forward and get this loan. And
but how do you know, one of the things, and I've thought about this before, the question I always have, Erica, is the key, isn't the key knowing which one to listen to? Because you're not, they're obviously all four not going to agree, but isn't the
That's
key
right.
to success knowing which one to listen to at the time?
Yes, and I talk about that in the book as your own captain. Like, you have to be the captain of your own ship and treat your big four like passengers. And if you're very identified with one, like I'm always in my thinker, always risk-averse, then I can't step back and listen to all of the big four voices. If you can sort of step away and say, as the captain of this ship, of my life, of my business, I listen to all of the big four, the dreamer, the thinker, the warrior, the lover, and from that position, really try to tune into what's best, that's a much better way to make effective decisions. And most people actually are really attached to one or two of these, and it's very hard for all of us to listen to the voices of all four before we make a choice.
Right, because one or the other of them is closer to our real personality, and the others are probably more influenced by environment. And I'm going to get Erica to talk to us some more about this, folks. This is fascinating stuff, and I see you nodding your heads out there. I know you can tell she's onto something. Erica, I need you to give us the website. Tell us how we can find the book.
Great. It's winningfromwithin.com. You can get the book there. You can get it on Amazon. It's a New York Times bestseller, so it's not hard to find.
Congratulations. Erica Fox, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. Crazy people knocking at the wall to talk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.